This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. We are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. There's a chat room on the website. You can join in with the conversation, or you can hang out on the Facebook feed and discuss what's going on and what we're saying on the show back and forth with the others that are on the feed. I am going to do something a little bit different. I'm still going to talk about this Kavanaugh nightmare that's going on, but I wanted to bring it in from a male point of view, because I've talked a couple of times with this, with women about this, and I decided that I wanted a male's point of view as well, besides Joe's, of course, but since I'm guest hosting, I can do what I want because I'm the boss right now, right? So with me tonight is author Jeff Reynolds. He is author of the book Behind the Curtain, Inside the Network of Progressive Billionaires and Their Campaign to Undermine Democracy. How ironic and appropriate. That's coming out early in 2019. Jeff, thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you, Kim. I really appreciate you having me back on. This is always a blast to be here, so thank you.
It is, and thank you so much. Now, you know, like I said, I've been talking with women about it, and of course I've been talking with men, but from a man's standpoint of view, What are you seeing with all of this that's going on with the Kavanaugh nomination?
Well, first of all, you got to give the standard disclaimer, right? If these allegations are true, he should be, I guess the statute of limitations has run, but I'd like to see him prosecuted, or if he really did do this, then it is absolutely disqualifying for the position he's seeking. That said, you look at all of the things, the corroborating witnesses that don't materialize, and the facts that are not remembered, including how many people were there and where it happened. And you got to wonder, I mean, there's been no proof, real actual proof that would be admitted in a court of law. So this is obviously purely political at this point. So I really want justice to be done in this case. I fear what will happen if justice is not done in this case.
Well, and that's one of the things. I mean, it's a little bit ironic. It's a Supreme Court justice nomination who might not see justice against all these accusations that have no factual evidence to back them up.
Well, and what is that? Be honest about where this is coming from, right? Because we just went through another nomination and confirmation process with Neil Gorsuch last year. We didn't see any of this stuff come up. You would not be paying attention if you didn't think back to the Clarence Thomas confirmation hearings, and the similarities are just too perfect, right? So what's the difference between Kavanaugh and Gorsuch? There are two main things that are driving this, and this is what really scares the left and what has mobilized that massive machine that they have, funded by all those foundations and all those billionaires, and getting all these people riled up about it. The two things are, one, that he's replacing Anthony Kennedy, who was a moderate vote at best as a Republican on the Supreme Court. He was a swing vote, so he was not a threat to Roe versus Wade. The other issue is that this comes right before the midterms, and this is purely political. It's purely calculated to have an effect on the midterms. So it's so blatantly obvious that I can't believe more people aren't talking about it, frankly.
Well, you know, the left-wing pundits just believe everything these women say because they're accusing a Republican. If he was a Democrat, they wouldn't believe anything, and they would probably help victimize the accusers.
This is right out of their Alinsky playbook.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, exactly. You know, polarize a target, freeze it. Doing it to a person is better than doing it to an institution because they hurt more.
Right. You dehumanize your target.
Yep, it is, and makes it so people aren't don't sympathize with the target, and so that they lose support. But do you think that's really happening in this case? That he's losing support?
I don't. As far as losing support, I don't think so, because it's pretty obvious that the stories are flimsy, and there is scant proof to prove the allegation. So I think that people are seeing through this, and I think they're seeing this as part of a playbook. I think voters have become pretty cynical about the political process, and I think that they're seeing that this is just some gated game that they're playing.
Right. And, you know, that's my thing. I see Republicans as becoming angry about this, but I also see some Democrats who are angry about it and a lot of independents who, you know, both parties rely on those votes. So I see people becoming angry because they think this is a farce. You know, maybe they questioned the first one until they got more details. What details there are or aren't.
Right. There don't seem to be a heck of a lot.
No. And the two supposed corroborating witnesses that the woman named denied the whole thing and said it never happened. So
right.
When you name people as a witness and they say it didn't happen, so there's three people against you saying it didn't happen, that's a little bit strange, don't you think?
Absolutely. It requires more investigation at the very least.
Exactly. So we will be right back after the break. Don't go away. And we will continue talking about this from a man's point of view. And we'll be back with Jeff Reynolds in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HB Extract. Extract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find this on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out on TheRealSide.com. I am joined by author Jeff Reynolds, and we are talking about the Kavanaugh situation and everything that is going on. Jeff, you were talking about a little bit on the break about social justice. Why don't you explain a little bit more to me what you mean and how that is affecting this whole process? Can't seem to hear you. I'm thinking there might be a little bit of an issue right now.
I'll check and see if we can get Jeff back on the line, but you can carry it from here.
I can hear you right now. Can you hear me?
I'm here.
Everybody's live.
Everybody's live. Okay, great. I don't know if anybody heard me do the intro or anything, but I'm here with Jeff Reynolds, and we are talking about the Kavanaugh situation going on. Jeff, why don't you talk a little bit about the social justice warrior, quote-unquote, aspect of it that we were talking a little bit about on the break? Did we lose Jeff?
Jeff keeps going mute.
Oh, no.
I do?
Yep. Now we can hear him.
I can't hear him.
I can't.
Yay! Hour three. I don't know if there's a connection issue or not. I can't hear Jeff.
But
I don't know if anyone else...
got to carry it, and we'll fix it in the break.
Okay, that's fine. So one of the things Jeff and I were talking about, and I'll have him talk about this more once we get the technological things fixed, was how this is social justice warrior business basically taking place. And you've seen it with the paid hacktivists disrupting the courtroom, making ridiculous commentary, screaming and yelling, acting like lunatics. And you've seen it with some of the ones outside. I mean, we've been seeing this kind of SJW, social justice warrior crap, because that's what it is, crap, over the past, I don't know, 5-6 years. It might have been a little bit more, but it's gotten louder and louder. Maybe the first one was Occupy Democrats, those nitwits who never did anything but mess up parks and kind of make fools of themselves, hating capitalism while they were tweeting about it on their iPhones, their $800 iPhones, and, you know, with their expensive tents in the park. But this is it keeps going on. One group comes out, gets funded by the left, and then they don't make a point. Everybody says, you know what, you're ridiculous, you make no sense, go away. They're ignored. And then the next group replaces them. And then there's a next group that replaces them. Meanwhile, there's all these other smaller groups that have tons of money funded from the left, which Jeff knows all about because he wrote a book about it. Oh, Jeff, are you back?
I am back, yes.
Oh, good. Yay. I don't know. Could you hear anything I said?
No, you cut back in after a couple of minutes. So,
okay.
You were talking about the social justice warriors and the these groups that are funded by the left. And it's absolutely true that, you know, Antifa and Occupy Wall Street and all these folks get their checks directly from foundations funded by Bloomberg, Steyer, Soros, all those guys.
Yep. And that's, so what I was saying basically is, you know, we've been seeing this for, I don't know, 6 years really loudly. Before that, maybe, you know, Occupy Democrats first with, you know, hating capitalism. That one didn't work, so another one came along. You know, people are like, you're ridiculous, move along, another one comes along. And meanwhile, all these other smaller groups are funded all across the country. But they are some of the people that are against Kavanaugh, pretending like they're grassroots activists, but they're making a lot of noise and being paid for it, as well as the people that are making complete fools of themselves and our country in the confirmation hearing, et cetera, et cetera.
Well,
what is your
you
take on this?
Is that thing with Ted Cruz at the restaurant the other night where he got shouted out of the restaurant by activists. I guarantee you those folks have been paid for their effort.
Right. And that's horrifying. And I know,
well,
I've seen in the past.
But it's part of a bigger movement, too, you know? It's not just these leftist billionaires that want to cause trouble and stir the pot and cause chaos in the streets. There's a point to it, and it's neo-Marxism. They are trying to infiltrate our institutions, and, you know, not to go all McCarthy on you on this, but it really is true that they are putting people into our system and trying to destroy it from within. It's more sinister than just simply, you know, radical environmentalism and they're accidentally trying to destroy capitalism. It's the other way around. They're trying to destroy capitalism by using environmentalism as their shield. transgenderism or, the Black Lives Matter movement, or take your pick. You know, they all have the same, and that's what the social justice movement really frightens me, because they are trying to literally subvert our entire justice system. They're trying to tear down the idea of justice is blind. Social justice really translates to we get to decide what justice is, not the law itself.
Right. Right, and that's what they're trying to do in this case, too. That's exactly it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Not only do they not care if they're destroying a good man, that's a pelt on the wall. They already talked about Clarence Thomas, and they were unsuccessful with Clarence Thomas with the same tactic, but they still talk about him as a moral victory, and Anita Hill does speaking engagements at universities all across the nation. But if they actually destroy Brett Kavanaugh, that will embolden them to a whole new level that really scares me.
Well, exactly, because they are judge, jury, and executioner all in one shot without any facts. None of that matters. As long as justice, they get justice in their minds, that's all that matters to them.
Chuck Schumer came out the other day saying that we cannot presume the innocence of Brett Kavanaugh. He does not get the presumption of innocence, which is obviously anathema to our entire system. But then the other senators started repeating it too.
Because they're all just sheep that do whatever they're told by their party bosses. It's really ridiculous. We'll be back after the break. We'll continue this discussion with Jeff Reynolds. Don't go away. We'll be back in a minute. And then we'll tell you where you can also find the book Behind the Curtain.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
After a third woman came forward with allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, President Trump went on the attack.
I think people are going to see that in the midterms, what they've done to this family, what they've done to these children, these beautiful children of his, and what they've done to his wife and they know it's a big, fat con job.
Trump said, due to the testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee concerning the Kavanaugh nomination, he may delay his meeting with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. But as far as the special counsel's investigation, there was no collusion or obstruction.
Unless you call obstruction the fact that I fight back, I do fight back. I really fight back. I mean, if you call that obstruction, that's fine.
Turning to the Federal Reserve's latest interest rate hike, the president's not happy.
I'd rather pay down debt or do other things, create more jobs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
To The Real Side with Jill Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out on TheRealSide.com, where we also have Android and Apple apps so you can get the show on the go. And we're going to just jump right back in with author Jeff Reynolds, who has written the book Behind the Curtain, Inside the Network of Progressive Billionaires and Their Campaign to Undermine Democracy. And basically, Jeff, isn't that what these social justice warriors are doing right now?
Well, and that's exactly right. And it's not just parallel. It's part of the same effort. The whole Kavanaugh thing and these senators like Kamala Harris and Chuck Schumer and Cory Booker that are grandstanding on this whole thing, this whole Spartacus movement. It's all being funded by the same folks, and they're all going to the same conferences, and they're all going to the same educational forums, and they're all saying the same stuff, and they're being pushed to the left by the activist wing of the Democratic Party, and they're being funded by places like the Hewlett Foundation, the Ford Foundation, Michael Bloomberg, Tom Steyer, George Soros, the whole litany of folks, and it's all part of the same effort. And they're trying to, basically what they're trying to do is buy their way into owning our democracy. And I actually have an article coming out tomorrow about that, about on PJ Media, about how the leftist billionaires are trying to buy the governor's offices of every state that they can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because how many Republicans ran how many states? Republicans took over how many state legislatures? And the left, because the left was ignoring the states and paying attention mostly to the federal, which,
right.
You know, for
so
8 years.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, for 8 years, it was under Obama.
Yeah, no, that's right. And we saw what that looked like on the federal level, so we decided, hey, we don't want any of that. So 30 or 32 states went to Republican control, and I think there's four states that are that have all three branches of government controlled by the Democrats. So, it's pretty obvious on that level what people think of their policies. But there, you know, these billionaires and these legal departments at universities and in foundations are funding. They're actually funding staffers to be placed in the governor's offices or the attorney general's offices in states all across the nation, and it's usually the, you know, Democratic-controlled states, but they put these staffers in that are pushing really aggressive global warming policy or lawfare if they're in the attorney general's office, and those people are being paid by the foundations, not by the state, but they have a state position, and they don't answer to the voters or to the legislature. Mm-hmm. They answer only to those foundations, and it's really disturbing what they're doing.
Right. No, it is, and a lot of people, of course, don't pay attention, especially at the local level. But with what's going on with Kavanaugh right now, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow?
I hope that they have a confirmation vote, but they won't hold that vote if they don't have the vote. And you know, we keep hearing that there are
right.
Eight Republican senators that are undecided. I think there are several of those that are just holding out and not commenting publicly until the process plays out, but they'll vote to confirm. This really comes down to Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, doesn't it? And Jeff Flake to a lesser extent.
Right.
That's what's really infuriating about this process is that if you look at Susan Collins, for instance, my good buddy John Kuzmanich, who used to be the chair of the Oregon Tea Party, pointed this out on Facebook today, that she has a lower liberty score from Conservative Review than Jeff Merkley, the uber progressive senator from Oregon who's thinking of running for president in 2020. Merkley gets a 16% liberty score, and Susan Collins, a Republican, gets a 10% liberty score. So what she's doing as a Republican, as a deciding vote, is baffling. What is she even doing there?
So honestly, anyone who votes against the nomination clearly is voting against justice and the truth and the Constitution, in my opinion. Because he is a constitutionalist.
Social justice warrior.
Right. They're counting. Well, you know what? Before any of that even came out, Democrats all decided they weren't voting. Before the nomination hearing even happened, Democrats decided they weren't voting for him. So it's
right.
not
so
even like any of this stuff mattered.
Any questions?
Right.
Yeah. Why
it really was a waste of time.
Stand and ask questions. Yeah. It absolutely
right.
was. You're absolutely right on that.
Yeah. It was this whole nomination hearing was really a waste of time because the Senate Democrats weren't going to vote for him no matter what. But what they decided to do was make a mockery of our process and try to turn the public's favor against Kavanaugh. More towards their side because, you know, by bringing up all these bogus allegations, making the hearings into a big circus and clown show, with these paid hacktivists so that they could try to sway public opinion before the midterms. And there
that's,
wasn't
that,
much they could
that's
say.
That's really all it's about. Yeah, that's really what it's all about. If they plant the seed of doubt in the minds of voters about what Republicans stand for, because you know the voters have short memories. They don't tune into electoral politics until after Labor Day, if that, and probably not until the middle of October. So you know that's what this is all about is the timing of it. So
right. Oh
so,
yeah.
You know. They used to call the Senate, the U.S. Senate, the greatest deliberative body in the history of the world. I don't think they hold that title anymore.
No, not when you have people like Kamala Harris or Dick Blumenthal.
That guy should be in prison. Never mind holding public office. The extent of his lying about his military service is such a deep insult to everybody. I never served myself, but my dad was a lifelong Navy veteran, and the idea, and I know so many veterans, and the idea that this guy gets away with being a senator. Well, I mean, that's New England, you know, you've got Ted Kennedy as your role model and Chris Dodd. So,
yep.
I guess that's par for the course.
Well, exactly. I mean, then the voters get what they deserve and what they want.
Right.
So this is what happens. But what do you think? So do you think this woman is actually going to show up and testify tomorrow?
You know, I can't. She's made so many excuses, and she's made so many demands, and so many demands on conditions on which she would appear. So I can't see her doing it, but at the same time, on the flip side, I can't see how she doesn't testify at this point. You know, I mean, she's put so much of this out there and started this whole thing. The only way she doesn't testify, in my mind, is that if she knows she's lying. If there's some gray area there where she thinks that she's telling the truth, and, you know, everybody has a different way of remembering things, and, you know, who knows? I don't know. I can't see her not testifying because she started this whole process, and I mean, her life would be ruined if she didn't testify.
Well, they would all give her cut her slack. It doesn't matter. I don't know if you read part of something I read today, and I talked about a little bit earlier, was the reason this whole thing came up was because she wanted a second front door, and her husband wouldn't let her have one, and everybody told her that she shouldn't have a second front door. So I was sexually assaulted years ago. Seriously.
Well, wow. An argument over home repair turned into a repressed memory of sexual assault.
Yes. So, on that note, we'll be back and we'll continue talking about this some more with Jeff Reynolds. Don't go away. We'll be back after the break. Jeez, I can't speak anymore.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. And check out TheRealSide.com, where we have a chat room still going right now as well. I'm here with Jeff Reynolds, who is author of a book, Behind the Curtain, Inside the Network of Progressive Billionaires and Their Campaign to Undermine Democracy. Jeff, before we begin and continue on with this discussion, why don't you tell people where they can find you and where they can get your book?
Yeah, you can pre-order it now. It's due out early next year. And I'm at Simon & Schuster. I'm at Amazon. I'm at Barnes & Noble. So you look up Jeff Reynolds Behind the Curtain, and it should come right up. And it has a picture of a red and blue donkey on the cover, so you can't miss it. And pre-book sales are going well, and we're going through final edits right now, and I'm very excited about it. It's my first book, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's something I've wanted to do for a long time, to kind of expose all the dirty dealings on the left and the dark money that's infested the left politics. Which is very ironic, because those are the folks that don't like all the money in politics, and yet when it's something they agree with, it, you know, it, as we've always said, right, if the left didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all.
This is true. Now, can people find you and your regular writing anywhere else as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm on, so my author page is Jeff Reynolds Author. So it's just facebook.com/Jeff Reynolds Author. And I'm on Twitter at Charger Jeff. I'm a long-suffering Chargers fan. And,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. We're going to bounce back, I swear. I write regularly at pjmedia.com. I also recently started writing for American Media Institute and the Heartland Institute. I write policy articles for them for their budget and tax newsletter.
Excellent. I love the Heartland Institute. You know that.
Absolutely. They do a great job.
Yeah, they do. It's a really great job. So tell me, you think she's going to show up tomorrow? I have people who are unsure if she'll show up or she'll show up. If she doesn't show up, they'll probably try to delay it again, which I think they should ignore. But what do you think will happen?
I think she's going to show up. Now,
okay.
If she doesn't, that's the end of the ball game. There are two other accusers that have come out in the last couple of days, right? The third of which is represented by Michael Avenatti, the Stormy Daniels lawyer. So, you know, and he claims to have a sworn statement, but God knows what that even means. It's not, you know, it's not a deposition. It's not a cross-examine. So who knows what that even is, right? But that second accusation that came out didn't even hold water. So, I mean, it's clearly part of a campaign, right?
Yep.
So the whole campaign is based on that first accusation. And if the original accuser doesn't show up to testify at Senate, everything collapses like a house of cards. And I think that they should hold the vote tomorrow.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Now, what do you think happens in the elections if Republicans don't confirm Kavanaugh?
In the elections? Oh, God, I think that's a doomsday scenario. That loses them the House and maybe the Senate. That would swing things because it would legitimize the story. It would legitimize the story and it would legitimize the narrative that the Democrats have the moral high ground, which they clearly don't. But if the Republicans cave and refuse to fight for that moral high ground, then they're giving up. Then what's there to vote for?
Right. Right. And do you think that part of what Democrats are doing is calculated to cause that to happen?
Oh, I think this whole campaign is calculated for that purpose.
Yeah.
I think that the only reason they even brought these charges, well, remember, Dianne Feinstein had this letter from the professor Ford since July, and she only dropped it last week because they were running out of things to talk about.
Right. Right. And, so
whole thing has happened because of the timing. I think that if this happened in January or in April or even last year, then it would have gone just like it went with Neil Gorsuch. The only reason that this is happening now is because of the timing of the hearing.
Right.
Because it causes maximum focus on the midterm elections, and it gives a national narrative to the Democrat Party and the Republican Party. This is pretty high stakes. Now, if Democrats end up losing this, it could swing the wave the other way and cause a red wave instead of a blue wave.
Well, and that's what I'm wondering. Like, you know, this whole thing obviously is political. It has nothing to do with these women because the Democrats don't care about these women. They don't care about women who are sexually assaulted. they don't care about Kavanaugh,
well,
clearly.
Well, ask Kennedy about that.
Yeah, we know all about that, right? And Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
But, and currently, you know, the abuse allegations against Keith Ellison. So
yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, I talk to a lot of people, and of course, a lot of people are angry about this whole situation because they just think it's disgusting. But they want Republicans to fight for them and fight for, as you said earlier, justice. And justice in this case would be to nominate Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, especially since
yeah,
he's the most qualified candidate.
And give everybody the middle finger in the process, right? And that's exactly how, that, you know, I was not the biggest Donald Trump supporter at the beginning, but that's exactly how Donald Trump won. Is by, you know, being pugnacious and saying, screw you guys, this is how it is. I'm not going to take your BS anymore. And he shoves it back in their faces.
Exactly. But do Republicans have the cojones to do the same thing?
Well, and that's the biggest fear we have, right, is because they have not led on Obamacare repeal. They have not led on tax reform. They have not led on the wall. They have not led on immigration reform. They haven't led on anything. What have they accomplished without the prodding and the agenda being put forth by President Trump?
Right. And you know, they have the opportunity right now to make up for some of the stuff they haven't done or should have done, especially over all these years, to in this specific case. And seriously, if they don't, it's not only going to hurt them at the ballot box because no one's going to vote for them, but it's going to hurt down ticket too. So it's not just going to be at the federal level, but it's going to hurt at the state level, too, because when people who came out, some of them for the first time to vote for Trump in 2016, those people aren't going to come out in a midterm. They're going to be like, oh, no, done.
Yeah, well, not only that, but you're already seeing, you've seen this for months at the state level and the local level, that they're trying to paint somebody as pro-Trump or anti-Trump, depending on which side they're on. So this is this has already been a part of their messaging. I mean, I live in Oregon, where we have a governor, Kate Brown, who set up the the anti-Trump task force. She set up the second he got it. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, this is it's all about messaging. It's all about painting somebody with an association. It's built by association. That's what they're trying to accomplish. Because they don't really have anything else to say. And I would proffer that it's both sides that have that problem, because the congressional leadership has been so inept and so flaccid that they haven't really actually accomplished anything that they said they were going to accomplish. You know, think back to 2010, 2012, 2014. They promised, well, we'll repeal Obamacare if you give us Congress. Great, we gave them Congress.
Yep.
We'll repeal Obamacare if you give us the Senate. They gave them the Senate. Well, we need the president to really actually do it. And we did it, and what happened?
Thanks, McCain.
Yeah.
I
don't want to speak ill of the dead, so I'll just
that's all I'm going to say. I'm just going to say that. But, no, you're right. And if people keep getting let down, even though good things are happening, it's the big things that are in your face like this that make a huge difference, because everybody's talking about this all across the news, you know, radio stations, television stations, pundits, articles. It's being talked about across the news. And I just saw someone just sent me an article while we're on the radio right now saying that there's apparently witnesses that may have been the ones who had an interaction with Ford and not Kavanaugh. Thank you so much, Jeff, for coming on. We will find out what happens tomorrow when we watch the hearing and see what happens. You've been listening to The Real Side. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin, filling in for Joe Messina, who will be back tomorrow. You can follow me at New Hampshire Political Buzz, graniterock.com, and on Twitter at ConservativeIND.